One District 3 championship ball game here at York High School as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on Columbus SCOTUS. We'll spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. And coach, your ball club sitting at 18-4 in the season. Have a chance to get back to the state tournament for the second year in a row, and I'm sure that's one of your goals for the year.
Oh, it definitely has been all year, and we've put ourselves in a good position playing in the district final, but it's been a long road this year getting there, and an 18-4 record is pretty good, but we still have one more to take care of before we can get to Lincoln.
Play Columbus SCOTUS tonight, a team from the Centennial Conference and a team you've already seen so far this year. So just being familiar with your opponent tonight, is that going to help out?
I think so. It'll help us out a little bit. We've watched a lot of tape on them and a lot of film, and they do a lot of the same things they did back in December when we played them. It seems like a long time ago. But you know, they have a little bit different personnel. They have one girl who played against us and hasn't been playing recently. We're not sure why. But other than that, they still do the same things that SCOTUS has always done.
8 days off since you've really played a game. Is that going to be a concern tonight?
Well, it's always a concern, but, you know, then again, we've both prepared for each other pretty well, I think, and I'm sure they're prepared for us. And so we just have to go out there and execute. There's going to be ups and downs, and it's going to be a lot of emotion at the beginning, but I think once we get into the flow and the rhythm, it's going to be good.
Couple of games in the sub-district last week, beating Central City 83-32, and then kind of hanging on against Grand Island Central Catholic, beating the Crusaders 39-36. Kind of two different styles of games last week.
Oh, definitely, and that GICC game was a real big hurdle for us, and we, you know, we did a nice job there at the end to finish off, but they were a tough matchup for us. They were 6'1", 6 foot, 6 foot, and it just makes it real tough.
Abby Jackson scoring. What, 10 points in the ball game against Grand Island Central Catholic? Made some big plays down the stretch.
She did, and she had a couple of nice baskets for us, especially when it counted. And at that last minute, we needed her to go to the hoop, and she did a great job. And you know, but we put ourselves in that good position all game long. We had some nice quarters, second, third quarters, some good quarters there, and had a nice 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, but that evaporated awfully quickly.
Chanel Farmer, 11 points. She's been kind of consistent down the stretch for you.
She has. She's been consistent all year, and that's the one thing about this team. We have a lot of girls that can score 8, 9, 10 points, maybe 12 on a given night. There aren't many that are going to score 24, 25, and so it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Hopefully they're not all off tonight, but hopefully if one of them's off, somebody else will pick it up.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Columbus SCOTUS as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle. The Hawkins getting ready to take the floor here tonight against Columbus SCOTUS in the district championship ball game here at York High School. You catch SCOTUS, a team that has won 6 out of their last 7 ball games, coach. It looks like maybe they're starting to put it all together.
Yeah, they're playing better than we played them, than they played at the earlier part of the year. And you know, we have to do a good job. They have a nice, real nice post player, number 22, Jordan Cohan, who's their leading scorer. And she's made some nice moves against us when we played them back in December. And so we have to do a very good job on her. She rebounds well, she goes to hoop well, and against their Lakeview game in district, she had, I think, 12 free throws the first half, and so she really looks to attack, and you know, they always play great defense. That's one thing about them. They're not going to give you a lot of easy baskets, easy opportunities, and so when we get them, we need to cash in.
Yeah, this is a defense giving up only 33 points per ball game, so possessions are going to be at a premium here tonight.
They are, and they're going to try to slow things down and be methodical on offense and keep the ball out of our hands, but at the same time, we're going to try to pressure them and force them into some turnovers so we can get in transition. But if we don't get in transition, I think we're gonna see some good things out of our half-court offense, and we need to execute those things. Even if they get back and they stop us, we need to get some good shots out of the half-court.
No secret that we want to push the tempo here a little bit tonight against SCOTUS. How do we do that?
Well, I don't think it's a secret, but I think also it's a tough thing because, you know, you got to get stops or you got to get turnovers and get out and go. Sometimes against really good teams, that's just hard to do. And we're going to try to pressure them a lot, of course, and how they handle our backcourt pressure is going to be one thing, and then how we defend in the half court is going to be another.
They got a Heaney girl that kind of controls the ball club. Talk about her as a player.
Yeah, she's pretty quick. She's mostly right-hand dominant, but she does a good job running the point, and we're going to really test her tonight. We're going to try to put a lot of pressure on her and see how she handles things. And like I said, not only in the full court, once we get to the half court, we've been playing pretty good half court defense. And I think that hopefully will carry us through the night.
So St. Cecilia taking on the Columbus Scotus, like we said, a team from the Centennial Conference. We see a couple of Centennial Conference teams here in the district final. I'm sure that's always good to see.
It is. And you know, we knocked another one out last week. And so there's a lot of teams from our conference still playing and still alive tonight. And that's one thing about our conference is very tough and is showing up here late in the postseason.
What are some of the things you'll have to do tonight to absolutely get a win in this thing?
Well, I think rebounding is our number one factor. We can't give them extra possessions when they're on offense and have to really box out and control the boards when we're on defense. And at the same time, you always got to make shots, no matter what game it is. You have to make shots, and you saw that was very evident last night in the boys' game. And I think tonight is going to be evident, too. If we make some shots and get some good looks and make them, we're going to do well.
Girls maybe take a little energy off of the boys' game from last night?
Oh, maybe, but it's completely different, you know, and it's a different opponent, a different venue, and all that stuff. But I think they'll be up for it. I think both teams will really be up for it, especially early, and then we'll see who settles in.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Of 18 wins, 4 losses on the season. Scotus at 14-9, but this is a team that seems to be catching fire here at the end of the season. Scotus has won 6 out of the last 7 ball games and really had an easy time of things in their sub-district tournament last week. They beat Columbus Lakeview by the score of 37-15, and they downed Raymond Central by the score of 42-18. This is the second meeting between these two teams. They started out the season matched up against each other, and it was Hastings St. Cecilia coming out with a win, 41-32, over Columbus Scotus. In fact, the Shamrocks lost their first 4 ball games of the season, losing to St. Cecilia, West Point Central Catholic, then to Grand Island Central Catholic, and to Concordia. They then won 3 games in a row over Pierce, Battle Creek, and Wayne. Dropped the game to Twin River in the opening round of the Columbus Holiday Tournament. Came back to beat Schuyler. Then they lost to Bishop Newman. Then they beat Schuyler again, lost to Lincoln Christian. Then he strung 3 wins together, Norfolk Catholic, Boone Central, and Council Bluffs St. Albert, before losing to Aquinas Catholic in the second round of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Came back to win 2 more games before losing to Lutheran High Northeast, and then they have put together a string of 4 straight wins, including those 2 sub-district wins last week. So Columbus Scotus 14-9 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 18 wins and 4 losses. The Hawkettes beating Central City in the opening round of their sub-district tournament last week by the score of 83-32, and they beat Grand Island Central Catholic in the sub-district final, beating the Crusaders by the score of 39-36. So it's Scotus 14-9 against St. Cecilia 18-4 here tonight. We'll come back and check the starting lineups We'll come back to York High School in 1 minute.
For almost 90 years, there's been a Burt's Drug Store in Hastings, offering you the best prescription and over-the-counter service. Burt's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service. They call you by your first name. A short wait time. Free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Burt's Pharmacy can even text you when your prescription is ready for pickup at its convenient drive-up window. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Good luck to the local and area teams in their tournament basketball games.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
York High School here tonight. The C-1-3 district championship ball game here tonight involving Columbus Scotus and Hastings St. Cecilia. The other district championship games going on tonight. St. Cecilia, by the way, sitting in third place as far as the point standings are concerned for a possible wild card. Sandy Creek is sitting in second place as far as the wild card standings are concerned, and they've got one of those automatic berths locked up. Wahoo currently is on top of the standings, and St. Cecilia is sitting in third. So the Hawkeyes could actually qualify for the state tournament, even if they drop this district championship ball game tonight, but it would be close. And John Kyle doesn't really want to think about that here tonight. The other C1 district championship games going on tonight, Ashland Greenwood is playing Milford tonight at Lincoln Northeast. Also, Columbus Scotus here against Hastings St. Cecilia. You've got Wayne against Norfolk Catholic. You've got Centura playing O'Neill and Southern Valley up against Gordon-Rushville. Also, Wahoo is playing tonight. They are playing Concordia in that last district championship ball game. So St. Cecilia trying to take care of business here tonight against Columbus Scotus. We'll give it the starting lines for the Shamrocks. Tiffany Haney will get a start, a 5'6" senior. Haney is averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds per game. Alyssa Foltz is a 5'8" sophomore, averaging 5.7 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Jordan Shohan is a 5'11" junior, averaging 10 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Morgan Duran is a 5'6" senior, averaging 2 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. Mackenzie Liu is a 5'8" senior. Liu is averaging 6.5 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Scotus is a team that will play a slow-down affair here tonight. They're averaging 39.3 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 33.3 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia will want to push the tempo in the ball game tonight. Hawkeyes are averaging 58.7 points per ball game. They are giving up 37.1 on the defensive end. Hawkeyes will go with Abby Jackson, Libby Kissinger, Cherise Farmer, Alexis Schmidt, Lexi Schmidt, and Tessa Kalupa in the ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Hawkeyes going to be dressed in their road blue uniforms here tonight. The Shamrocks in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in green. Winner moves out of the girls' state high school basketball tournament coming up next week in Lincoln. St. Cecilia trying to make it to the state tournament for the second straight year. Lost in the opening round of the state tournament last year to Bishop Newman. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right, and the Hawkeyes will control the opening tip. St. Cecilia comes into the offensive zone. Here's a Cherise Farmer with the ball on the wing. Farmer comes out on top to Abby Jackson. It's going to be a man-to-man defense here for the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus to get off the ball game. Libby Kissinger on the wing on the right side. Holds the ball. Dribbles behind her back. Can't get away. Comes out to Jackson now. Jackson swings the left side to Cherise Farmer. Farmer out on top to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger moves the ball over here on the wing on the dribble on the right side. Libby with the ball, comes out on top now. That's as Therese Farmer brings it back down to Libby. Entry pass to get it inside to Tessa Kalupa. She is double teamed, comes out now to Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles behind her back, takes it into the lane. Out to Abby Jackson, left side down to Farmer, and she throws the ball away. Trying to get it to Schmidt underneath the basket and throws the basketball away. First turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia in the ballgame. The Hawkettes average 18 turnovers per ballgame. And now St. Cecilia will apply some pressure here in backcourt as Tiffany Haney will bring the ball up now for Columbus Scotus. Haney gets around Cherise Farmer, hustles into the offensive scoring zone. Just underway here, the C-1-3 district championship ball game for you tonight. Haney goes for the hole. Her shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Lou. Her shot is no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It comes out, and Jackson picks it up. Has it stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Tiffany Haney of Scotus. That's going to be your first foul. Team foul number one on the Shamrocks here in this first quarter. Just underway. We're a minute and 4 seconds into the ballgame. Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus tonight. Girls High School basketball in 1230 KHS. Cherise Farmer with the ball. Comes over to Abby Jackson. Two-handed pass comes out now between the rings. That's going to be Libby Kissinger over on the wing on the left side of Cherise Farmer. Out to Jackson. Mishandles the ball. Goes into the backcourt and over and back violation. Over and back violation called here at Hastings St. Cecilia. The second turnover now on the Hawkettes here in the basketball game. 6:42 to play in the first quarter. No score between the Shamrocks and the Hawkettes here tonight. They play it into Alyssa Foltz on the far sideline. Picked up by Jackson. Foltz approaching the midcourt stripe now. Steps it into the offensive zone. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. On the wing on the left side to Lou. Mackenzie Lou moves it down in the corner. That's Tiffany Haney. Drives the baseline. She loses control of the ball. And is picked up here by St. Cecilia. Hawkettes runner back the other way. Cherise Farmer down the right side of the lane. Hands it away now to Kissinger. Over to Lexi Smith. Gets to the left of the basket. Comes out to Libby Kissinger now. Swings it right side to Jackson. Jackson takes it down to the baseline. Libby stepped out of bounds. Her pass across the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted. Third turnover on St. Cecilia. Haney comes out there with the ball. Gets into the far sideline to Durham. Brings it back to Haney. Now the Shamrocks have the ball back in their offensive zone. No score between the Shamrocks and the Hawkettes here tonight. Just underway. Here's a Shohan with the ball. Moves it over to Haney. Left side of the lane. Comes over on the right side now to a Morgan Durham. Durham moves it down on the baseline to Foltz. Foltz dribbles with the ball, comes out of the wing now to Shohan. They're working around the three-point perimeter now to Lou. Lou takes the ball into the paint. Here's a bounce pass on the wing. Tip is picked up by Foltz. Now she loses control of the ball and is picked up by Lexi Smith. Second turnover on the Shamrock. Here comes St. Cecilia back the other way. A pass out on top to a Kalupa. Tries to drive it inside. Now gives it to a Kissinger. Kissinger on the wing here. Libby jumps it away, left side of the lane. Jackson has got it. Comes out down to Kissinger. We've played almost 3 minutes, and nobody has scored yet here in this basketball game. Here's Lexi Schmidt from the elbow. She puts it up and scores. Lexi Schmidt, the leading scorer on the team for St. Cecilia, averaging 13 points per ball game. Hits one from the elbow on the right side of the lane, and it's 2-0 now. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Here's a Foltz with the ball. Comes out between the rings now to Durham. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. On the right side, Shohan. Holds it, goes down in the corner to Foltz, circles around the screen, takes the ball into the lane. Her shot off of the window is good. Alyssa Foltz scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and it's now a 2-2 ball game. Just underway. Now St. Cecilia driving the ball to the hole, and the foul is going to be called. Libby Kissinger took it down the left side of the lane, draws the personal foul on the Shamrocks. It's going to go on Morgan Duran for Scotus. That's going to be your first team foul number one on the Shamrocks. Non-shooting situation here, so it's going to be St. Cecilia mounting the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're tied up at 2 points apiece, 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Deep in the corner is a Cherise Farmer. Comes out now to Abby Jackson. Jackson dribbles once over to Caitlin Ernst, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Here's a Farmer. Her 15-footer is put up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Jordan Shohan. Shohan takes it to the right sideline down to Foltz. Being attacked back here by Abby Jackson. Foltz right-handed dribble brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass down in the corner now to a Shohan. She takes it inside. Her shot is going to be no good, but it was knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. And it's going to be a Scotus basketball. They will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:07 left here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Here's Haney with the ball deep in the corner. Comes out to Foltz. Foltz now to Haney on the right sideline. Picked up there by Abby Jackson. Circles around. Goes to the free throw line. Comes out down to Durham. Durham out to Tiffany Haney. Haney lobs it over here on the wing on the left side. Now they return it back out between the rings. Shohan has got the ball. Shohan Now to Duren, left side. They get it to Lou. Lob pass goes inside. Here's Sohan. First shot's going to be blocked down by Lexi Schmidt. And the ball is recovered here by Abby Jackson. Jackson runs her back the other way, down the right side of the lane. Lobs it into the paint, and it's going to be over the head of Caitlin Ernst. And the ball is taken out of there by Tiffany Haney. Fourth turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game, and now we've got a personal foul here in the backcourt. It's going to go on Cerise Farmer. Cerise picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number one on the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia may be a little tight here. Four turnovers on the Hawkettes in the first 4 minutes of the basketball game. 4.5 minutes of the first quarter. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. We expected a low-scoring basketball game here tonight, but not this low-scoring. There's Alyssa Colts with the ball now for Columbus Scotus. Comes out to Tiffany Haney. Haney picked up out there by Chanel Farmer, who's into the ball game now. Bounce pass on the wing on the left side to McKenzie Liu. Comes out between the rings to Sohan. Sohan down to Haney, down the right side of the lane. Ball tipped away on the baseline and is picked up by Chanel Farmer. Turnover number three on Columbus Scotus here in the ball game. Here's Chanel at the top of the key. Goes over to Libby Kissinger. She dribbles to the top of the circle now. Lob pass down in the corner. Jackson has got it. Jackson down to Kissinger. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Lob pass over to Chanel Farmer. Shot from 10 is good. Chanel Farmer left side of the lane scores. That makes it a 4-2 ball game. Now St. Cecilia with the lead. 2:42 to play here in the first quarter. Winding her way up the floor for Scotus is going to be Tiffany Haney. Haney runs into a Chanel Farmer. Haney now open. Takes a 17-footer and hits it. Tiffany Haney scores. She is averaging 7.3 points per ball game for Scotus, and she hits a bucket there just the right side of the lane. We are tied up at 4 points apiece. There's a Libby Kissinger thought about the three-pointer, passed it up, goes down in the corner to Chanel Farmer, inside down to Schmidt, back outside to Farmer, outside the three-point ring, won't put up a shot, comes out to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball to the free-throw line, jump pass over to Jackson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Schmidt down in the corner. Lexi's pass in is going to be deflected out of bounds. Lexi saves it. It was deflected out of bounds there by Morgan Duren of Columbus Scotus. So it's going to be St. Cecilia playing things in here on the near sideline. 2:04 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 4 and Columbus Scotus 4. The C1 District 3 championship for you tonight here from York High School. Cerise Farmer has got the ball out top, loses control of it. Ball nearly swatted away. Cerise picks it back up, comes over here now to Morgan Nicklow's into the ball game. Cerise Farmer back outside. Libby Kissinger dribbles behind her back, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Tiffany Haney. That's going to be the second foul now on Tiffany Haney. She's really their playmaker. She's averaging 7 points, two assists, and 2.7 steals per ball game. She's going to have to check out now. Duren is going to come back in there for the Shamrocks. 1:50 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 4 points apiece. Libby Kissinger over to Chanel Farmer. Out to Libby on the deep wing, right side. Open here in 3 point territory, but won't take the shot. Now she throws it into the lane. Morgan Nicklick grabs it, forces up with a shot, and it's going to be no good off of the back iron. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Alyssa Foltz. A lot of company there in the lane, and they could not convert on the field goal. Morgan Nicola unable to send it down. Now losing control of the ball. It's going to be Foltz. It's going to be picked up here by Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Cerise Farmer picks up the loose ball as Alyssa Foltz lost control of it right at the mid-court stripe. Turnover number 4 on Scotus. There's a Duren with the ball. She drives. Nice pass down to the baseline to Lou, and she lays it in. McKenzie Lou scores as Scotus breaks the St. Cecilia pressure. Now we're tied up at 6 points apiece here in the first quarter. A minute to play. St. Cecilia with the ball. Chanel Farmer, entry pass to get it to the free throw line. Kalupa, ball high above her head, dribbles once, comes over here on the near sideline. Libby Kissinger. Kissinger trying to get away. The ball swatted away. Libby picks it back up here on the near sideline. Down to Tessa Kalupa. Outside down to Cerise Farmer, trying to drive it down the right side of the lane. Stops, gets it to Kalupa. She drives the baseline. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. That's the 10th turnover, actually a 5th turnover on St. Cecilia. Scotus has got the ball here in backcourt. Carol Moore has got it. Now we got a timeout. Scotus. Shamrocks going to talk things over. 29.3 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with 5 first quarter turnovers here in the basketball game. We'll take a break. 29 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Ceasing St. Cecilia 6 and Columbus Scotus 6.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
29.3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We are tied up at 6 points apiece. High school basketball action here tonight. Skonis and EC St. Cecilia. Here comes Skonis back in their offensive zone. That's a Shohan with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. She sends the ball down on the baseline. It's going to be a jump ball. Trying to get it down there to a Carol Moore. And she is tied up on the play by Tessa Kalupa of St. Cecilia. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Shamrock. So Skonis will play things in. Fultz has got it right side of the lane. Comes out to Shohan. Comes across the top to Lou. Lou takes it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Comes out to Fultz now. Swings it right side to Duren. Duren drives it to the free throw line. The ball poked away. Duren picks it back up. A shot from the line is going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So Skoda's got a good look. But at the end of the first quarter, free throw line jumper by Duren. It would not go. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. We'll take a break. One quarter in the books in the C-1-3 district championship ball game tonight from York High School. This score is St. Cecilia 6 and Columbus go to 6.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, the second quarter is underway. St. Cecilia with the opening possession. Here's a long-range jumper put up by Tessa Kalupa. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Duren. Duren gets the ball away down to a Fultz. We're tied up at 6 points apiece as we start the second quarter here tonight at York High School. Fultz trying to get away. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline. They get it to Lou. She tries to send a ball across the baseline left to right in the lane here. The ball tipped out of bounds there by Lexi Schmidt of St. Cecilia. So it's going to be Skoda's inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Duren comes out on top. Now to Shohan. Shohan to Fultz on the wing of the right side. Being attacked out here by Chanel Farmer, St. Cecilia, in the man-to-man defense. There's Duren with the ball. Free throw line extended to the right side. Dribbles the ball inside the lane. And the shot is up and in. No defense right there by St. Cecilia. Duren just took the ball from the wing right in front of the free throw line and cans a shot in the lane. And now Skoda's has got an 8-6 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We've been tied at 2-4-6. And now Skoda's has got a 2-point lead, 8-6. St. Cecilia with the ball. Abby Jackson takes it over to a Chanel Farmer on the wing. Down on the baseline, Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa has the ball poked away. It's going to be picked up here by Lou. Mackenzie Lou drives, stops, and a traveling violation. Mackenzie Lou had the ball. Then she stops right in front of the goal there. She drags her back foot. We got a traveling violation, and we got a foul called. We got a personal foul called in St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Tessa Kalupa, so no traveling violation. Tessa Kalupa picks up the personal foul instead. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Hawkats. 8-6 is the score. Driving into the lane. Here's a shot she banks it on home. Alyssa Fultz scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ballgame, and now Skoda's has a 4-point lead over St. Cecilia. It is 10-6. And now Jackson throws the ball into the back corner, and it goes out of bounds. John Kyle says it was tipped. The officials don't agree. And another turnover on St. Cecilia. 6 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the first half. Hawkins have been averaging 18 in the season, but they've been forcing 28 on the opposite end. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. John Kyle wants to call a timeout here for Hastings St. Cecilia. 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break. Columbus Scotus 10, Hastings St. Cecilia 6.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at York High School, it's the C1 District 3 championship ball game tonight. AC St. Cecilia is trailing Columbus Scotus by a score of 10-6. This is the same place we'll be at Monday when the St. Cecilia boys playing their district championship ball game against Centennial. Right back here on Monday, 7 o'clock starting time. We'll have it for you on 1230 KHAS, 6:45 for the pregame show after the St. Cecilia boys picked up a big win last night over Grand Island Central Catholic to advance to the district championship. Here's a pass from the left wing into the lane. It's going to be chipped. Ball is loose out here in three-point territory, and a jump ball is going to be called. Carol Moore down in the hardwood there with Abby Jackson. Jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Scotus, so the Shamrocks will maintain control here in their offensive zone. They'll play things in on the far side. 10-6 is the score. Shamrocks have the lead over St. Cecilia. Here's Fultz driving the ball into the lane. It's poked away. It is loose. It comes out near the 10-second line. Now the scramble is on. Another jump ball is called. As Fultz was fighting for at that time for Scotus with Chanel Farmer. And the arrow this time pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will play things in. A field goal by Cherise Farmer, a field goal by Chanel Farmer, and a field goal by Lexi Schmidt. That's all St. Cecilia has got to show for their efforts so far here in the first half of play. Hawkins getting up to a slow start. Here's Cherise Farmer, takes the ball down to the baseline, goes for the horse. Shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Duren. Morgan Duren has got the ball now for Scotus. 10-6 is the score. The Shamrocks out on top. Duren brings the ball up to four now against Cherise Farmer. Stops, goes on the wing, and they throw it out of bounds. Stephanie Jarecki was going the opposite way, and the ball is lost out of bounds. The fifth turnover on Scotus here in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got six. Libby Kissinger into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming out will be Cherise Farmer. 5:46 to play here in the second quarter. 10-6 to score. Scotus out on top by 4 points. Here's Morgan Nicola. Nicola goes over on the wing to Chanel Farmer. She's double-teamed. Gets the ball away now to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles behind her back again. Comes over on the wing on the right side to Morgan Nicola. Entry pass deflected away from Schmidt out of bounds. Trying to pound the ball into Lexi Schmidt. It was tipped out of bounds there by Scotus, so it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. They'll inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Chanel Farmer sends it down in the corner. They're trying to get it to Libby Kissinger. The ball nearly intercepted by Kara Moore. Moore trying to save it, but couldn't do it. St. Cecilia will play things in deep in the corner of the right sideline now with 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Jordan Shohan comes back into the ball game now for Scotus. Mackenzie Liu will check out. 10-6, Scotus out on top here. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Chanel Farmer waits. Chanel Farmer finally gets it in. They get it to Lexi Schmidt back down in the corner to Farmer. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Columbus Scotus. Kara Moore gets the rebound. So now Scotus has got the ball coming back the other way. This is a Fultz with the ball. Picked up out there by Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Here's Jarecki. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out now to Fultz. Fultz lobs it to Duren on the right sideline. Picked up over there by Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. Duren gets away. Free throw line jumper good. Morgan Duren now with 4 points in the basketball game. And Scotus has opened up a 6-point lead over St. Cecilia. 10-6, 4:50 to play. Here's Lexi Schmidt down the left side of the lane. Throws it down to the baseline to Nicola. Her shot's way off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touchdown there by Scotus. Stephanie Jarecki was the last to touch it. So St. Cecilia will play things in. The Hawkins have not scored so far here in the second quarter of play. They've been outscored 6-0 by Columbus Scotus to begin this second quarter. 12-6 is the score. The Shamrocks have the lead. Chanel Farmer will inbound the ball. It's going to be tipped away from Morgan Nicklin. It's going to be picked up again by Scotus. Here's Duren with the ball. Duren has got it now for Scotus. Bounce pass to the right sideline to Fultz. Fultz brings it into the offensive zone here for Columbus Scotus. Fultz moves it over on the right sideline down to Morgan Duren. Circles around. Now takes the ball inside. Now basketball stripped away. Picked up by Chanel Farmer. She brings it back 2-on-2 to the basket. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. That's the sixth turnover on Columbus Scotus in the basketball game. And now the Shamrocks commit a personal foul down here on the defensive end. It's going to go on Kara Moore. That's going to be her first team foul number, what, 3 on the Shamrocks. Non-shooting situation. So St. Cecilia will play things in. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 12-6. Scotus with a 6-point lead. Lexi Schmidt has got the ball left side of the lane. Lexi dumps it off down on the baseline. Chanel Farmer tries to drive the baseline and can't do it. Comes back out on top to Tessa Kalupa. Two-handed pass comes over here to Cherise Farmer. Farmer holds it, comes back out on top. Chanel Farmer dribbles to the free throw line to Abby Jackson, who's back into the ball game. Jackson to the far sideline. Kaluka's got it. Circles around into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Shohan. Jordan Shohan now for the Shamrocks. St. Cecilia has been shut out so far here in the second quarter. Bolts down the near sideline. Double team. Comes out to Kara Moore. Moore dribbling over here on the left side to get it away down to Mackenzie Liu. Liu down on the baseline to Fultz. She drives. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Chanel Farmer grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Abby Jackson. Here's a long-range jumper by Cherise Farmer. Shot for three is good. Cherise Farmer hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got a 3-2. And just like that, St. Cecilia is back to within 3 points. 12-9. 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play now. St. Cecilia went a majority of the second quarter without scoring. Down to the 3:21 mark, they finally get a three-pointer by Cherise Farmer. And here comes the Scotus back with the ball. That's going to be a Jarecki. As she hands it over here on the wing to Shohan. Now back inside. The shot's going to be taken down there by Liu. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline, Cherise Farmer loses control of the ball. And now we got a kicking violation called there on the Shamrocks as Cherise trying to pass the ball into the lane. It was kicked there by Scotus. So St. Cecilia will play things in. 2:57 to play here in the second quarter. 12-9. The Hawkettes are trailing here in the ballgame. Abby Jackson bombs it out here to Cherise Farmer. Farmer dribbles it to the right side of the wing, on the wing. Now down in the corner to Jackson. Comes out on top, down to Tessa Kalupa. Bounce pass goes inside to Schmidt, and the foul is called. They got the ball to Lexi Schmidt, and the foul is going to be called here on Mackenzie Liu of Columbus Scotus. That's going to be her first. And that's going to be team foul number 5 on Scotus. Still a non-shooting situation. Jackson plays it in. Out here to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger drives it down the right side of the lane, stops. Comes back out into three-point territory. Tessa Kalupa holds the ball high above her head. Comes over here to Kissinger on the wing. Alexi Schmidt at the free throw line. Drives it down the paint. She's cut off. Comes out to Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa on the wing. Sends it back inside. And the pass is going to be knocked away from Schmidt out of bounds. So St. Cecilia trying to attack the basket in there. The pass is a little bit wide of the target there. Alexi trying to grab it. It was knocked out of bounds. Now Lexi's got the ball again right in front of the basket. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound is brought down by Tiffany Haney. Here comes Scotus to the ball. 2:20 to play here in quarter number two. 12-9 is the score. Scotus with the lead. Haney has got it out here in three-point territory as she works against the Cherise Farmer. Dribbles behind the screen. Now comes down here to a Shohan. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Good. Mackenzie Liu grabs the offensive board and the putback. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And Scotus has now got a 14-9 advantage here over Hastings St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger with the ball for the Hawkettes to Abby Jackson. Jackson in the deep wing on the left side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for Scotus. Libby Kissinger has got it. Down to the left side, Kalupa. Her shot around the rim. Falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Tiffany Haney. Boy, St. Cecilia ice cold from the field here tonight. 14-9 is the score. A minute and 35 seconds to play here in the first half. Haney comes over here to Moore, moves it down on the baseline. That's going to be Liu with the ball. Liu comes out to Tiffany Haney, brings it back to the left side of the lane. Now to Moore, down on the baseline. It's going to be Liu, drives that baseline. Her shot's going to be short. Rebound is loose. The scramble is on the lane. It's still loose, and it's finally going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. Lexi Schmidt saves the ball to Libby Kissinger into the forecourt now to a Cherise Farmer. Here's the bounce pass to Schmidt. Her shot is up there and in. Lexi Schmidt scores for St. Cecilia. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And the Hawks are back to within 3 points, or the Hawkettes back to within 3 points, 14-11. We've got a minute to play here in the second quarter. Morgan Duren with the ball now for Columbus Scotus. Drilling with the ball. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Tiffany Haney has got it. Now they get it to Kara Moore. Moore dribbles to the elbow right side. Long pass down to Duren on the baseline. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Cherise Farmer. Farmer brings it back the other way. Right-handed dribble down the far sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Libby Kissinger has got it now. 30 seconds to play. Kissinger down to the baseline. Right side, Tessa Kalupa. Lobs it into Schmidt. Mishandles the ball. Sends it down in the corner to Abby Jackson. And the hair pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. Jackson driving the baseline, trying to return the ball to Alexi Schmidt. The ball kicked out of bounds there by Scotus. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding here. 24.5 seconds to play in the second quarter. 14-11. Scotus out on top. Bomb pass comes in to Lexi Schmidt just to the left of the lane. Lexi, bounce pass comes to Libby Kissinger. There's a bounce pass down to the baseline, and the shot is up and in. Chanel Farmer scores there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back within 1 point here. 14-13, 9 seconds to go here in the second quarter. There's a pass to Moore. Moore gets it to Dern. She mishandles the ball. It's picked up by Chanel Farmer. She comes back. Her three-pointer is going to be blocked down. And a no foul call at the end of the second quarter. So a nice block there by Sotis. And Chanel Farmer was attempting to launch up a three there. And that's the end of the first half of play. So despite how poorly St. Cecilia has shot the basketball here in the first two quarters, the Hawkeyes are only down by 1 point here at halftime. We're at halftime of the C-1-3 district championship ball game for you tonight from York High School. The score is Columbus Scotus 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 13.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, non-stop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings. And now win big with Keto at Rivals Bar and Grill.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Columbus Scotus here at the break. The score is 14-13. We were tied up at 2, tied up at 4, and tied up at 6 in the first quarter. That is it. It was 6-6 after 1. Scotus then opened up a 12-6 advantage as they score the first 6 points of the second period. But St. Cecilia comes right back, and the Hawkeyes outscores Scotus the rest of the quarter, 7-2 down the stretch here. And at halftime, at 14-13, Scotus has got a one-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Neither team shooting the ball real well here in the basketball game tonight. Therese Farmer has got 5 points in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia hitting only 6 out of 17 shots. Columbus Scotus is 7 out of 17 from the field. So, like I said, neither team shooting real well here in the ball game. St. Cecilia getting 5 points from Cherise Farmer. She has got a 3 and a 2-point field goal so far. Chanel Farmer has got a couple of field goals and 4. Lexi Schmidt has got 2 field goals and 4 points. And that is it for the Hawkeyes. They have not been to the free throw line yet tonight, and they have committed 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Scotus has not been to the free throw line in the first two quarters. They have got 6 turnovers in the basketball game, and they're being led so far by Mackenzie Liu. She has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Morgan Duren has got a couple of field goals for 4. Alyssa Fultz has got 2 field goals and 4 points. And Tiffany Haney has got a field goal for 2. So we knew this would be a low-scoring basketball game. The Shamrocks average 39.3 points per ball game on offense, and they hold their opposition at 33.3. Right now, the pace is definitely in favor of the Shamrocks, as St. Cecilia has been unable to get their running game going so far here in this basketball game. Their defense, which has forced 28 turnovers per ball game, has got only 7 so far here in the first half of play. So it's 14-13, Columbus Scotus with the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The winner of this ball game moves on to the girls' state high school basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. St. Cecilia trying to get there for the second straight year. The Hawkeyes, even if they lose this ball game, would have an outside chance at a wild card berth in Class C1, depending on what happens tonight in the ball game between Wahoo and Concordia. That ball game is going on at the present time. Sandy Creek has got one of the wild card berths already wrapped up in C1. The Cougars lost in the opening round of the C1 sub districts last week, so the Cougars will have one of those wild cards. And in the event that the Hawkeyes lose here, they must wait and see what Wahoo does tonight. And they'd have to wait until tomorrow to see how that happens. But the easiest way to get to the state tournament is to win the basketball game here tonight. Then they know they're in. But the Hawkeyes have some work to do. They're trailing 14-13 to Columbus Scotus here at halftime. We'll come back. It's the board halftime as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Neighbors, today we stop wasting our weekends standing in line for paint. For today, we go to Ace, where we'll find top-notch paint and supplies from people who know their stuff. It's time to get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your painting to-do list into a to-done list.
Get your Ace paint from Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at York High School, we're at halftime. Scotus with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 14-13. Getting the other games going on tonight, district championships in C1. You've got Ashland Greenwood playing Milford tonight at Lincoln Northeast. You've got Wahoo playing Concordia tonight. Scotus here against Hastings St. Cecilia. Wayne is playing Norfolk Catholic tonight at Stanton. You've got St. Paul hosting a game between Centura and O'Neill. And then the Southern Valley is playing Gordon Rushville tonight out in Sutherland. Class C2 district finals going on tonight. Syracuse is hosting Johnson County Central and Lincoln Christian. Friend is playing Sutton tonight up at Hastings High. We understand after the first quarter, the Sutton Phillies leading Friend by a score of 19-13. UTAN against Aquinas Catholic, also in C2 tonight. Homer is playing Lutheran High Northeast. Crofton is playing Ravenna tonight at Columbus Lakeview, and North Platte St. Pat's against Morrill at its Sydney tonight. D1 district finals are also going on tonight. Deschler against Exeter Milligan. That game is being played in Fairbury. West Point Central Catholic is playing Pender tonight at Wilsner Pilger. Also Randolph against Newman Grove. They're playing at Battle Creek. Cedar Valley is also playing tonight against CWC. That's being played up at Ord High School. Kennesaw is playing Amherst tonight at Gibbon. And Sutherland is playing Crawford out at Sydney Middle School. D2 also playing their district championships tonight. Sterling is playing Meade at Nebraska Wesleyan. Wilcox Hildreth against Ansley at Kearney Catholic. Also in C2 tonight, you've got Lindsay Holy Family against Spalding Academy. That's going on at Boone Central in Albion. Norfolk Catholic is hosting Why Not and St. Mary's tonight. Brady is playing Juanita Palisade, and Cody Kilgore against Hayes Springs. A couple of district championship ball games out west. So each class will have 6 district champions, and they'll have 2 wild cards. The official pairings will be out from the Nebraska School Activities Association sometime tomorrow, so we'll find out who everybody plays for the girls' state tournament next week in Lincoln. It'll get underway on Thursday. We've got the second half coming up here at York. 14-13 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Columbus Scotus, and we've got the second half in 1 minute.
For almost 90 years, there's been a Burt's Drug Store in Hastings, offering you the best prescription and over-the-counter service. Burt's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service. They call you by your first name. A short wait time. Free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Burt's Pharmacy can even text you when your prescription is ready for pickup at its convenient drive-up window. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings. and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Good luck to the local and area teams in their tournament basketball games.
The unbelievable Tractor Tire Sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax Tractor Tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other Tractor Tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI, CPI.
1230 KHAS.
Team of 13 as we get ready to start the second half tonight. Columbus Scotus with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Scotus will have the basketball first to begin the second half. We'll shoot to our basket to our right. Here's Tiffany Haney bringing the ball in the offensive zone here for Columbus Scotus. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Comes out on top down to Mackenzie Liu. Liu over here to Fultz. Fultz works against Jackson. Throws it down on the baseline here on the left side. And now they come back out on top. Liu gets the ball into the hands of a Jordan Schohan. St. Cecilia is still in their man-to-man defense. Here's a turn with the ball down on the baseline to Schohan. Dribbles into the paint against Lexi Schmidt. Throws it over to Fultz. She drives the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul going to be called here on St. Cecilia. No one has shot a free throw so far here in this basketball game. Abby Jackson picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first. The first team foul on the Hawkettes. Here in the second half of play, Fultz has got the ball. Lobs it inside to Schohan. Schohan gives it up now. Right side to Liu. Liu comes back out on top to Fultz. Fultz goes to Duren, and now we got a foul again inside. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. A holding foul on the Hawkettes. It's going to go on Libby Kissinger. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes here in the third. So again, the Shamrocks will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Fultz holding the ball here. Gets it right in front of the basket to Haney. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Smith. Lexi Smith with the rebound into the forecourt. Now to Cherise Farmer. To Libby Kissinger. St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a field goal. It's going to be Cherise Farmer with the ball. Brings it about kind of here in the three-point territory. Now to Lexi Schmidt. Tessa Kalupa over on the wing on the right side to Cherise Farmer. Two-handed pass comes out to Jackson at the top of the key. Abby moves to her left on the dribble and now comes back the other way. Right side, it's going to be Libby Kissinger back to the elbow. Left side of the lane, and it's on, it's up and in. Tessa Kalupa scores, and St. Cecilia's got the lead. The Hawkettes now leading by a score of 15-14. 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We've been tied up several times here in the ball game, and now St. Cecilia with the lead. 15-14, the Hawkettes out on top. Here's Schohan dribbling into the lane. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. And Schohan will go to the free throw line and shoot the first free throws of this contest here tonight. The foul is going to go on Kissinger. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on St. Cecilia here in the third quarter. And going to the free throw line will be Jordan Schohan. And her first free throw of the night is up there, and she rattles that baby home. She is a 57% foul shooter on the season. She is now 66 for 115 from the free throw line. Scotus is a team hitting 64% of their free throw tosses. Next shot is up there and in. So Scotus reclaims the lead 16-15. Columbus Scotus out on top of St. Cecilia here tonight. Here's Libby Kissinger with the ball. Comes down to Tessa Kalupa. Shot for three is an air ball. No good. Rebound Jackson. Jackson's pass comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Mackenzie Liu. Liu gets the ball into the hands now of Haney. Hustles into the forecourt. Over to Fultz. Fultz drives for the basket. Her shot is up there. Around the rim, falls off. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's sitting there by Tessa Kalupa. Gets the ball now to Jackson. Jackson brings it back 2-on-2. Here's Cherise Farmer. Dribbles inside. Gives it out to Lexi Schmidt. She puts up a shot, and she's fouling the play. Morgan Duren going to pick up the personal foul for Scotus. That's going to be her second. Morgan went a traveling violation and didn't get it. And now St. Cecilia will shoot their first free throws of the night. Lexi Schmidt will go to the line. She's a 71% foul shooter in the season. And her first free throw is up there. It's no good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting only 59% of their free throw tosses this year. 46% from the field and 26% from three-point territory. Next shot by Lexi up there and in. So 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And now we're tied up at 16 points apiece. 5 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the third quarter from York High School here tonight in the C1 District 3 championship ball game. Here's Morgan Duren with the ball, works out on top as Libby Kissinger will attack her defensively. Schohan has got it now. Schohan to Haney, moves it down on the baseline to Duren. Duren around the screen, brings it back out into three-point territory, drives it down the right side of the lane, now to Haney. Haney dribbles with the ball to the top of the key, hands it away to Alyssa Fultz. Fourth now the wing on the left side to Schoheim. Comes out between the circles again to Duren. Duren back to the left wing. With the ball there is going to be Lou. Lou hands it back to Schoheim. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Duren. They just passed the ball around the three-point perimeter now as Scotus is trying to attack the St. Cecilia defense. Colt sends the ball back inside and the shot's up and in. Jordan Schoheim got loose inside. Made a spinning move in the lane there, and she hits her first field goal of the night. She's got 4 points. 18-16, Scotus with the lead. Here's Libby Kissinger with the ball in three-point territory. Two-handed pass goes inside. Schmidt, she is double-teamed, throws it down in the corner now to Tessa Kalupa. Her shot for three is going to be no good, and the rebound comes out of Duren. Duren dribbles out of there and finally gets rid of it to Tiffany Haney. Haney will bring things up now against Sharice Farmer. Drives it down the lane, throws it over here to Lou. Her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Lou scores. Dribble penetration there by Haney. Mackenzie Lou scores on a short jumper. Back the other way is Lexi Schmidt. She puts up a little hook shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Lou. Lexi Schmidt misses that one from point-blank range. 20-16. St. Cecilia is down by 4 points again. Scotus has got the basketball back in their offensive zone. Alyssa Fultz drives it into the paint. Her shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Scotus basketball. Here comes Nick Lynn into the ball game now. Ernst is going to come in, and also Chanel Farmer. So John Kyle going to go with a little bit bigger lineup now with Caitlin Ernst and Morgan Nicola both into the contest. They lob it out here to Lou at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane. Now she kicks it back out here. Here's Haney's three-pointer, but up there no good, and the rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. Nicola gets the ball away to a Sharice Farmer. 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 20-16. The Hawkins trailing by 4 points. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball on the wing on the left side. Comes out now to Morgan Nicola. Nicola down to Sharice Farmer. Dumps the ball down low. Chanel Farmer shot up and in. Farmer scores down on the baseline on the left side of the basket. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 20-18 now. Hawkins down by two. Duren has got the ball down the near sideline. Double team gets it away. Fultz back to Duren. Deep wing on the right side. As Duren gets rid of it now, moves it down in the corner to Jordan Schoheim. She drives that baseline, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Jackson. That's going to be your second. So Abby now with a couple of personal fouls here. It's going to be team foul number four on the Hawkins here in the second half. No free throws. It's going to be Columbus Scotus inbounding the ball. And they get it right underneath the basket to Haney. She misses it. Comes down with a rebound. Her follow shot, no good on the rebound. Comes down to Chanel Farmer. That was a missed opportunity right there by Scotus as they miss an easy one. Here's Abby Jackson. Sends the ball inside. It's going to be mishandled here by Caitlin Ernst. And the ball is brought out of there by Columbus Scotus. Turnover number eight on St. Cecilia. Down to 3:10 to play here in the third quarter, 20-18. St. Cecilia is trailing here in the ball game. Tiffany Haney has got the ball, works out on top now against the Sharice Farmer. Moves it over on the wing, on the left side to a Duren, around the screen. Duren holds the ball now. Jackson right in her grill defensively. Gives it away now to Mackenzie Lou. Lou brings it back to Duren, now back out near the 10-second line to Fultz. Goes back on the wing on the left side to a Mackenzie Lou. Bounce pass comes out to Schoheim. That will try the right side. Haney moves it down in the corner to Fultz. The ball poked away by Chanel Farmer. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Scotus ball. Lexi Schmidt coming back in. Libby Kissinger coming in now for St. Cecilia. We see Kara Moore checking in now for Columbus Scotus. So we got 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Scotus has got a 20-18 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The pace of this ball game definitely in favor of Scotus here tonight. Kara Moore has got the ball. Bounce pass on the right side to a Mackenzie Lou. Trying to get away. Lou sends it down in the corner now to Tiffany Haney. Drives the baseline underneath the basket. Stops there. A pass could be intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. Long pass down the floor. Libby Kissinger drives her shot. No good. Kissinger was off balance and she goes tumbling out of bounds. No foul called. Rebound comes down to Scotus. Fultz has got it down for the Shamrocks. Comes to Tiffany Haney and she's going to be fouled in the play. Trailing the play and picking up the foul is Libby Kissinger. So Libby now with three personal fouls. Libby was decked at the other end. No foul was called there, and then a little ticky-tack foul here as Libby tried to poke the wall away right across the 10-second line. She gets hit with a personal foul. That's the 15th foul in the Hawkins here in the second half. We're approaching the 2-minute mark. It's 20-18. Scotus with the lead. Tiffany Haney right side of the lane. All high above her head. Comes out now between the rings to a Carol Moore. Picked up by Jackson. Moore brings it to Tiffany Haney. Haney picked up there by Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. They work the ball around to the left side. That's Alyssa Fultz. Here's a pass that comes out on top. It's going to be knocked into the backcourt. Now a foul is going to be called. Chanel Farmer was going after the loose ball there, and she was fouled by Tiffany Haney. Haney kind of hesitated to go after the basketball there. Chanel was going after it for St. Cecilia. Now Haney commits the personal foul. Now Tiffany has got three fouls in the ball game, and she's going to have to check out now. That's the second team foul on SCOTUS here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia will inbound. Hawkins can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Cherise Farmer has got it. Moves it over to Lexi Schmidt. Free throw line extended right side. Lexi dribbles to the top of the key. Down to Cherise Farmer. Farmer moves it down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Comes out on top to Abby Jackson. Jackson holds it. Down moves to her left. Comes back right now on the dribble. Abby trying to get away. Does so. Pulls up inside the ring. Can't put up a shot. Goes down to Morgan Nicklin. Down to Jackson. Jackson out here in three-point territory. 1:20 to play in the third quarter. Abby dribbling with the ball. There's Schmidt at the free throw line. Comes over here on the near side to Cherise Farmer. Circles around. Down the lane she goes. Her running one-hander is up there and in. Cherise Farmer scores for St. Cecilia. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 20 points apiece here in the third quarter with a minute to play. Here's Columbus Scotus back with the basketball. Working in backcourt against Cherise Farmer. Dribbling with it there. It's Kara Moore. Brings it into the forecourt. Moore stops. Goes over to Fultz. Fultz is picked up there by Jackson. For St. Cecilia defensively, Fultz dribbles the ball toward the basket, now loses control of it, and is picked up by Morgan Nicola. Nicola, long pass down to Florida, Cherise Farmer, sends it back into the lane, is tipped away from Schmidt. It is picked up by Scotus coming back the other way. That's Alyssa Fultz with the ball down the left sideline, so the Hawkettes turn it over for the ninth time here in the ballgame. Fultz has got it out here in three-point territory against Jackson. 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's Carol Moore with the ball. Moore gets it away now to a Jarecki who's into the ball game. Lobs it over here to Dern, down in the baseline. That's Fultz with it now. Fultz trying to get away, drives that baseline. The ball tipped away by Farmer. It is loose. It's picked up by Dern. 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Schohan drives the ball, leaves it down in the corner. Now back outside in the wing to Dern and a foul. Nope, traveling violation. Traveling violation is called there on Scotus. Tessa Kalupa back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming out will be Lexi Schmidt. 6.8 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're tied up at 20 points apiece. Here's a Cherise Farmer. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Lobs it over here to Chanel Farmer. Off balance, three or shot, no good, and that's the end of three quarters. Three quarters in the books here tonight in girls high school basketball. The C1 District 3 Championship. We're knotted up. The score after three, St. Cecilia 20, Columbus Scotus 20.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth and final quarter here at York. We're tied up at 20 points apiece. St. Cecilia with the opening possession of the fourth. Here's Lexi Schmidt with the ball. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson out here in three-point territory. Moves it to Tessa Kalupa. Free throw line extended left side. Out to the Chanel Farmer. Dribbles into the painter. Shot is up and in. Chanel Farmer scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. A quick field goal there by Chanel Farmer for St. Cecilia. The Hawkins have the lead, and now John Kyle calls the timeout. 7:40 to play in the ballgame. It's St. Cecilia 22, Columbus Scotus 20.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
right, St. Cecilia has got the lead now, 22-20 over Columbus Scotus early in the fourth quarter. Here's Tiffany Haney with the ball, lobs it back inside to Shohan. She works her shot, it's up there, it's no good, and she's fouling the play. Lexi Schmidt was there. In fact, a couple of Hawkins were there, but Lexi's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the first foul on Schmidt, team foul number six from the Hawkins. Scotus has got only two team fouls so far here in this second half of play. Jordan Shohan to the free throw line, her shot is up and in. Shohan now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has got 5 points in the ball game. She has been the only Shamrock to get to the free throw line here tonight. Scotus now down by one, 22-21. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. We're tied. So another tie score here. The girls C1-3 district championship ball game tonight. Neither team able to break away here in this one. Cherise Farmer now to Abby Jackson on the wing on the left side. Abby puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Lexi Schmidt. Free throw line extended left side. Lexi dribbles one, sends it back down to Cherise Farmer. Dribbles inside and the foul is going to be called. Farmer took the ball to the inside the free throw circle and she was fouled on the play here by Alyssa Holtz out of Scotus. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on the Shamrocks here in the second half of play. Morgan Nicola comes into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkins will play things in. We're tied up at 22 points apiece. We're in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to play in the basketball game. Chanel Farmer, an entry pass off of the fingertips of Schmidt, has recovered here by the Shamrocks. Mackenzie Liu comes out of there with a basketball and gives it to Tiffany Haney. Haney now in backcourt, races the ball across the 10-second line, gets it to Alyssa Fultz. Fultz picked up there by Jackson as St. Cecilia stays with her man-to-man defense. Dribbling with the ball. Here's a bounce pass to Haney. Haney takes it down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Schmidt. So Scotus will play things in. We were tied at 6 at the end of the first quarter. Scotus led 14-13 at halftime, tied up at 20-3. And here's a running one-hander jumping in. Jordan Shohan scoring there for Scotus. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Scotus back out on top. Farmer comes outside, a long-range jumper there. A three-pointer by Nicola. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Haney. So Morgan Nicola throws up a three ball there for St. Cecilia. And now Scotus has got the ball and a timeout here from the Shamrocks. So Columbus Scotus wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 6:13 to play here in the basketball game. It's Scotus 24, Hastings St. Cecilia 22.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings. And now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 24-22. Scotus has got a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Scotus with the basketball. Here's Alyssa Fultz with it now. Fultz to Carol Moore. Her shot from 15 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia runs her back the other way to Abby Jackson. Jackson circles underneath the basket. Can't put up a shot. Comes out now to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt to Libby Kissinger on the right sideline. Comes out to Chanel Farmer. Now to Jackson again. On the way on the left side. After Libby Kissinger, top of the key. Jackson holds it now, drives the ball down on the baseline, spins down there, into the lane. Nice pass to Chanel Farmer. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound, Farmer. Follow shot, good. Chanel misses the first one. She was right there with the offensive board and a putback. Farmer has got 10 out of the 24 points now for Hastings St. Cecilia here in this ballgame. We are tied up at 24 points apiece. 5:05 to play here in the fourth quarter from York High School. Here's Mackenzie Liu with the ball now for Columbus Scotus down in the corner now to Alyssa Fultz. Comes out to Haney, fakes the shot, now drives the ball into the paint. Ball is knocked loose, the scramble is on, jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Scotus, so the Shamrocks will play things in from underneath their own basket. Here comes Cherise Farmer back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Also coming in is going to be Tessa Kalupa. Jackson will get a breather, and also Chanel Farmer coming out for head coach John Kyle. We're tied up at 24 points apiece here in this district championship ball game from York High School. Duren looks to play the ball in. She does to Haney underneath the basket. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Fultz. Now they work it back around the three-point arc. Down in the corner to Duren. She dribbles out to the top of the key. Now to Haney. Haney moves her over on the left side. Driving for the hole. It's going to be Lewis. Shot to be blocked down. Blocked down there by St. Cecilia. With the ball back the other way, it's going to be Sharice Farmer. Farmer sends the ball inside to Morgan Nicola. Shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola got the block here at the defensive end. Comes back and gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. That's Morgan's first basket of the ball game, and now the Hawkettes grab a 26-24 advantage, and now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. 4:27 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 26, Scotus 24.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. Hastings St. Cecilia has come back. The Hawkettes have got a two-point lead now, 26-24. St. Cecilia applying pressure here in backcourt. Here's Alyssa Fultz with the ball. Sends it Duren. Ball tipped away. It's picked up by St. Cecilia, and the shot is up and in by Chanel Farmer. A turnover down here on Scotus, and now St. Cecilia has got a 28-24 advantage over the Shamrocks here in the fourth quarter. Pressure again. Scotus has got it. They drive the baseline. Lou, her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Long pass down to four. Chanel Farmer, she had it and lost it. It is picked up by Scotus. With the ball now is Alyssa Fultz, and now we got a foul called down here in backcourt. St. Cecilia turns the ball away, and then they commit the personal foul, a reaching in foul in the Hawkettes. So it's 28-24. He's seen St. Cecilia now with a four-point lead in the ballgame. The foul goes on Sharice Farmer of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. And now going to the free throw line, Alyssa Fultz for Scotus. She got 4 points in the ball game. She's a 58% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So the Hawkettes trying to wrap up a district championship here tonight. Get them a berth into the girls' state high school basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead, 28-24. Abby Jackson with the ball now in the dribble. It's going to stay with a man-to-man defense. Lexi Schmidt has got it. Lexi bounce pass out on top to Jackson. And now what do we have here? The official on the far side is going to call a foul. It's going to go in St. Cecilia, blocking foul. Away from all the action, it's going to go in Sharice Farmer. So Farmer picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. The Shamrocks will play things in here in backcourt. St. Cecilia attacking back here. They play things into a Jordan Schohan. Schohan's going to bring her up now against the Lexi Schmidt. There's the double team. They get the ball away. Alyssa Fultz has got it out. Fultz down the left sideline. And now what do we have? We have a timeout from Scotus as they were getting close to that 10-second mark back here in backcourt. So we got a timeout, 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Scotus wants to knock things over. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The Hawkettes 28 and the Shamrocks 24.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in this one, or at least in regulation. 28-24 is the score. St. Cecilia now with a four-point lead over Columbus Scotus. There's a pass that's going to be deflected into the backcourt. Chanel Farmer comes down with it, and then she's tripped, and a foul is going to be called on Scotus. So Columbus Scotus turns the ball over. Chanel Farmer came down with it. Now a foul is going to be called here on Morgan Duren of the Shamrocks. That's going to be your third. That's only the fourth team foul, though, on Scotus here in the second half. So no free throws. Safe to say we'll inbound off of the far sideline. Chanel Farmer will play it in. Abby Jackson down the left side to a Sharice Farmer. Farmer puts it on the floor, dribbles out here into 3 points there at Toy. Scotus is still in a man-to-man defense. Sharice Farmer hands it away now to Abby Jackson, who hands the ball away to Chanel Farmer. Brings it back to Jackson, left side of the lane. Abby Jackson hands the ball away to Sharice Farmer. Now we'll see if St. Cecilia, they may be running some time off of the clock right here. We're down to 3 minutes to go. Here's Chanel Farmer. Now to Sharice Farmer. Sharice hands it away to Abby Jackson, who is playing a handoff out here. A little weave out here in 3 points territory. That's a Chanel Farmer with the ball. We're down to 2:45 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead. Here's Sharice Farmer driving from the hole now, and a foul is going to be called. So St. Cecilia very effective there as they ran about the 30 seconds or so off of the clock here in the fourth quarter. The personal foul is going to be called on Alyssa Fultz. That's going to be your second, so no free throws yet. St. Cecilia will play things in. Morgan Nicola, down to Chanel Farmer. Farmer again hands the ball away to Abby Jackson. Jackson behind his screen from Lexi Schmidt. She's going to pop up a little 15-footer. Shot no good, but an offensive rebound to Farmer. Her shot for three. She hits it. Chanel Farmer hits a three ball from deep in the left corner. Farmer has got 15 points in the ball game, and now St. Cecilia has got a 31-24 advantage over Scotus with 2:18 to play here in the fourth quarter. Chanel Farmer hits a big three-pointer there for St. Cecilia. And now a foul is going to be called on Chanel back at the other end. Chanel Farmer has got 15 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. She's the only Hawkhead in double figures here tonight. Alyssa Fultz to the free throw line. AC St. Cecilia now has their biggest lead of the ball game, 31-24, with 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Fultz to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. She is now 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. She has got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to earn a trip back to the girls' state high school basketball tournament for the second straight year. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Alyssa Fultz hits a pair of free throws. It's still a 5-point lead. Chanel Farmer down the right sideline. Bombs it in the lane. It's going to be over the head of Lexi Schmidt. It's recovered here by Scotus. That's turnover number 12 now on the St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Tiffany Haney has got the ball, and now Scotus wants to call a timeout. So the Shamrocks, they get the turnover. And now they've got the basketball with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, and they want to talk things over. Scotus calls the timeout. 2:03 to play now in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 31, Columbus Scotus 26.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
1230 KHAS.
High is 31-26. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Scotus calling the timeout here. And now they play her back in. Scotus has got the ball on their offensive end. Carol Moore has got it. Moore out to a Tiffany Haney. Haney moves it back to Moore on the left side. Back out to Haney. Her three-pointers. But up there she hits it. Tiffany Haney hits a three-ball for Scotus. That's a two-point ball game now at 31-29. A minute and 35 seconds to play here, this one. Sharice Farmer with the ball now for St. Cecilia. They've got the ball back in their offensive zone. Right sideline, Chanel Farmer to Abby Jackson. Abby can't pull the trigger from the three-point territory. Moves it over on the right side. Now reverses the ball, gets it to Sharice Farmer. Hands it away to Chanel Farmer. Now to Abby Jackson again. 1:15 to play. Abby Jackson drives the ball out of the paint. Bounce pass down to Chanel Farmer. Her shot from 10 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Columbus Scotus. The Shamrocks have the ball. Lou comes down with a rebound. Gets it out to Tiffany Haney. Here come the Shamrocks back to their offensive zone, trailing by 2 points here in the ball game. Tiffany Haney comes across the top to Carol Moore. Moore holds the ball in the wing, picked up there by Chanel Farmer. Chanel puts the ball away. It's picked up by Abby Jackson. She's on a dribble back the other way, and then they lose the ball out of bounds. St. Cecilia forces the turnover, and then the Hawkettes cannot control it back in their offensive end, and they lose the ball out of bounds. So Columbus Scotus will come back with the ball. 46.7 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a two-point lead over Scotus. It's 31-29. Inbounds pass is going to be lost out of bounds. It was knocked down by Chanel Farmer. Tell you what, Chanel is all over the place defensively for St. Cecilia here in the fourth quarter. Chanel nearly got the steal there off of the inbound. And now Scotus will play things in. Tiffany Handy has got the ball. Races it across the 10-second line with a left-handed dribble. Goes over to Fultz on the far sideline. Now to Haney. Haney brings it back to Fultz. She drives the baseline. Cut off nicely there by Jackson. Comes out now to Haney. 30 seconds to play. Across the top to Duren. Duren works against Chanel Farmer. Pass down in the corner to Fultz. Her pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Chanel Farmer has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Long pass down to Florida. Cherise Farmer. And now we got a timeout called. A timeout called here by John Kyle with 21.5 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. As St. Cecilia forces a turnover down here, and St. Cecilia will have the ball. 21.5 seconds to play in the ball game. Take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 31, Columbus Scotus 29.
Neighbors, today we stop wasting our weekend standing in line for paint. For today, we go to Ace, where we'll find top-notch paint and supplies from people who know their stuff. It's time to get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your painting to-do list into a to-done list.
Get your Ace paint from Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
1230 KHAS.
Sutton is leading Friend in district championship action tonight, 47-25. Crompton out on top of Ravenna at the end of three quarters, 32-26. 31-29 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Columbus Scotus. The Hawkins, after forcing a turnover on the defensive end, will inbound the ball. Chanel Farmer holds it here for St. Cecilia, and her inbounds pass is deflected right back out of bounds here by Scotus. Jordan Shohan getting her hands on it there for the Shamrocks. 20 seconds to go now in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia holding on to a two-point lead. Chanel Farmer comes out to Abby Jackson. Jackson splits a couple of defenders, and a foul is going to be called here on Tiffany Haney. Haney picks up her fourth personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five. Team foul number six in the Shamrocks. So still no free throws. The next foul in Scotus will send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. Chanel Farmer will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it to Abby Jackson. Jackson moves it to the right side, and now she's going to be fouled into play here by Jordan Shohan. First foul in Shohan, so now St. Cecilia will shoot some free throws. And going to the foul line for the Hawkettes will be the best free throw shooter in the team. Abby Jackson, 77% foul shooter on the season here. For St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes lead 31-29 with 14 seconds to play. Jackson's free throw good. That is her first point of the ball game. Abby Jackson hits a free throw with 14.8 seconds to play. And St. Cecilia has now got a three-point lead. It is 32-29. Abby Jackson trying to give St. Cecilia a little bit of a cushion here. Abby goes back to the line. Her next free throw is around the rim of town. Abby Jackson hits a couple of free throws, and St. Cecilia has now got a four-point lead, 33-29, and we've got a timeout. A timeout with 14 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 33, Columbus Scotus 29.
For almost 90 years, there's been a Burt's Drug Store in Hastings, offering you the best prescription and over-the-counter service. Burt's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service. They call you by your first name. A short wait time. Free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Burt's Pharmacy can even text you when your prescription is ready for pickup at its convenient drive-up window. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Good luck to the local and area teams in their tournament basketball games.
1230 KHAS.
To the final 14.8 seconds here. Columbus Scotus will inbound the ball in backcourt. The Shamrocks are down by 4 points. Tiffany Haney has got the ball. Races it into the offensive zone against the Chanel Farmer. Gets away. Haney shot to be blocked from behind, and a foul is going to be called. And three shots coming up here. The foul is going to go on Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. And three shots now by Tiffany Haney. As Chanel Farmer commits a personal foul in three-point territory, Tiffany Haney to the free throw line for three with 7.2 seconds to play, and her first one is good. Haney is a 75% foul shooter on the season. Now it's 33-30 with 7.2 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Haney's next shot is up there. She hits another one. She'll have one more. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola coming out is going to be Chanel Farmer. And now Columbus Scotus wants to call a timeout. 7.2 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 33, Columbus Scotus 31.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
12:30 KHAS.
All right, 33-31 is the score now. He's seeing St. Cecilia with the lead of Columbus Scotus. But Tiffany Haney has got one more free throw. And maybe, just maybe, she will try to miss this one. And Columbus Scotus going to try to rebound and tie this baby up. They've got some tall girls down there on the block. So Tiffany Haney to the free throw line now for another free throw. She puts it up there, and she tries to miss it. She does. She gets her own rebound. Goes back up. She's not going to be blocked down. Picked up by Nicola. And his foul is going to be called. That's exactly what Scotus tried to do. They tried to miss the free throw, which they did. Tiffany Haney got her own rebound. And in the scramble for the loose ball, we got a personal foul called on Shohan of Scotus. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Morgan Nicola. So the score is 33-31, Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Morgan Nicola to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and she misses that one. Rebound comes down to Scotus. Scotus has got the ball. Dern from half court. She throws it up, and it's no good. St. Cecilia wins. Hastings St. Cecilia hangs on to win the C1 District 3 Championship. Wow. 33-31, the final score here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Columbus Scotus. And the Hawkins are headed to the Girls State Tournament for the second year in a row. This one was not easy tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Columbus Scotus. The final score, 33-31. Back with a recap after this.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at York High School, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. a come-from-behind fashion here for the Hawkins as they knock off Columbus Scotus to win the District 3 championship in Class C1. Final score of 33-31. We're tied up at 6 at the end of the first quarter. Columbus Scotus got out to a 12-6 advantage in the second quarter as they score the first 6 points in that second period. St. Cecilia then closes the period on a 7-2 run. Hawkins trailed by just one at halftime, 14-13. Seesaw battle throughout much of the third quarter of play. We were tied up at 20 points apiece, tied up at 16, and also at 20. We were tied up at 20 at the end of the third quarter. Then in the fourth quarter, each team had a lead. We were tied up a couple of times. It came down to free throws at the end. Abby Jackson hitting a couple of free throws with 14.8 seconds to play to give the Hawkins a four-point advantage at 33-29. Then at the other end, Tiffany Haney was fouled in three-point territory by Chanel Farmer. She sank her first two free throws to make it 33-31. Haney intentionally missed that third free throw. And in the battle for the rebound, Morgan Nicola was fouled on the play. She went to the free throw line and missed the front end of a 1-1. Scotus came down, got the rebound, and they threw up a half-court shot at the buzzer that was way short and off to the right side. And Hastings St. Cecilia survives here tonight as they beat the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus, the final score of 33-31. So St. Cecilia, they don't have to worry about the wild card and everything like that. They're in the field now for the Colonel State High School Basketball Tournament next week in Lincoln. The Hawkins, a record of 19 wins and 4 losses on the season. Scotus will drop to 14-10, and their season is over. Chanel Farmer leads the way tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia, 15 points in the ballgame. She had 4 in the first half, came back with 11 more in the second half. And I'll tell you what, it was Farmer's defense that really propelled the Hawkins to the win tonight. She was all over the place defensively for John Kyle and the Hawkins tonight, and scores 15 points in the meantime. She was the only player to reach double figures tonight for St. Cecilia. Cherise Farmer had 7 points in the ballgame. Lexi Schmidt had 5. And then 2 points apiece from Amy Jackson, Tessa Kalupa, and Morgan Nicola. St. Cecilia got to the free throw line over only 4 times in the ballgame tonight. They were 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and Abby Jackson hitting a couple of free throws with 14.8 seconds to play. Give the Hawkins a 4-point advantage. The Shamrocks hit 8 out of 10 free throws tonight. They were led by Tiffany Haney, who comes up with 7 points in the ballgame. Alyssa Fultz had 6. Jordan Shohan had 6. Mackenzie Liu had 6. And Morgan Duren had 4 points. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Columbus Scotus by a score of 33-31. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back here at York High School, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by a score of 33-31 over Columbus Scotus as the Hawkins chopping the nets down here at York High School. Another district championship for St. Cecilia. The Hawkins will move on to the girls' state tournament next week in Lincoln. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Chanel Farmer, a solid ball game here tonight for the Hawkettes as she scores 15 points in the ball game. Cherise Farmer had 7 points, Lexi Schmidt with five. And then Abby Jackson, who again runs the ball club here, the quarterback general, so to speak, and hitting a couple of free throws with 14 seconds to play in the contest to give St. Cecilia the 4-point advantage at 33-29. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Chanel Farmer. Not only did she do it defensively, she did it offensively too. Chanel Farmer comes up with 15 points in the basketball game here tonight. She had 4 points in the first half, 11 in the second. Chanel had 6 2-point field goals and 1 3-point field goal in the ball game tonight. And again, several steals, a lot of deflected passes with her defensive efforts. So Chanel Farmer will be our player of the game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Columbus Scotus by the score of 33-31. Stick around. The coach's postgame shows up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back here at York High School again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Columbus Scotus by the score of 33-31 in the ball game. John Kyle still on the floor as the Hawkins continue to chop down the nets here at York High School, and the celebration will continue. We'll have pictures and all kinds of stuff here as the Hawkins wrap up a district championship here tonight. Against Chanel Farmer leads the way for St. Cecilia tonight, 15 points in the basketball game. Leading the way for Columbus Scotus was Tiffany Haney. She had 7. St. Cecilia in the ball game tonight shot 14 out of 34 from the field for 41%. Hawkins had 12 turnovers in the ball game. Meanwhile, Columbus Scotus had 16 turnovers in the contest, and the Shamrocks hit 11 out of 32 from the field for 34%. St. Cecilia wins it. The Hawkins move on to the girls' state tournament. Hawkins now 19-4 on the season. The Shamrocks wrap up their season with a mark of 14-10. Again, we'll know who the opponent will be for St. Cecilia coming up tomorrow. The NSAA will release all the girls' state tournament pairings probably somewhere around 10, 11 o'clock tomorrow from the NSAA office in Lincoln. So, again, the final score, 33-31. St. Cecilia wins it over Scotus tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Tomorrow night, we'll have Hastings High basketball for you here on 1230 KHS. The Tigers, the boys, opening up their B5 district tournament up at Grand Island Senior High tomorrow. Hastings will take on Aurora in a 6 o'clock ball game. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 5:45. The winner of that ball game will play Adams Central on Monday night at 6 o'clock. Second game tomorrow at Grand Island Senior High will pit Grand Island Northwest up against Lexington, with a winner playing Holdridge on the Monday. So we'll have Hastings High basketball for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHIS. Airtime 5:45 as Hastings will take on the Aurora Huskies. Hastings St. Cecilia is in the girls' state high school basketball tournament. The Hawkettes knock off Columbus SCOTUS tonight by a score of 33-31. Are you going to talk? Come on over here. P.J. Henry, the assistant coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, is going to join us. The nets have been chopped down, and we're on our way to Lincoln to the Girls State High School basketball tournament. I'll tell you what, Coach, it was not easy here tonight. We had to work for just about everything we got in this one.
Yes, and then some, probably. You know, SCOTUS just does a great job of slowing the pace down. They play great defense, and they got us into playing their game, which turned it into a nail-biter.
Tell you what, it was our defense at the end, though. I thought that really propelled this game in your favor.
Yeah, I think maybe finally they wore out a little bit. You know, I think we could see it at the end of the half that they were getting a little tired, and then I think at the end
that was
we had a little
thing.
Bit more energy. And
talk about the Chanel Farmer. She comes up with 15 points in the ball game here tonight, but she not only did it with her offensive numbers. Defensively, she was all over the place tonight.
Yeah, she was, and she's done that all year, and she's putting the ball in a hole, and she was on the floor. That's where she needed to be, and we told her a couple times, you know, dig down deep, because we couldn't take her off. She's putting the ball in a hole and playing defense, and
she was just in the passing lanes all night tonight. She not only got a lot of steals, she had a lot of deflected passes and things like that, and like I said, she really propelled this team to the win tonight.
Yeah, she's you see things sometimes before it happens, if that makes sense. A real smart basketball player. She knows the game real well.
I'll tell you what, now you don't have to worry about the wild card and things like that. You're in the state tournament field. I think you're wanting a picture, my man.
Okay.
We'll see you next week in Lincoln. P.J. Henry, the assistant coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here tonight, again, the Hawkins winning this one by a score of 33-31. Got to take care of all the ceremonial things there. The nets have been chopped down. Now we got to get the championship picture taken down there. So we'll let P.J. Henry go, and we'll catch up with him next week and the rest of the game. So that'll wrap things up from York High School here tonight. The Hastings St. Cecilia beats Columbus SCOTUS by a score of 33-31. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from York.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.